just couldn't really grab a hold of momentum. And going into that period, and we almost get to hit a reset, you know, and we talk about it in here, just staying with it, finding a way to get our game going. You know, I was really proud of the group because once we got life, we started to, you know, take over and start to instill our game on them. And, it's going to be huge in this series because that's a good team, man. They don't need much to make you pay. But we showed that we can score some big goals too. I mean, Savvy, what a goal. And then some great plays to score big ones. Andy again and Seth to find a way to score a huge one for us. And Bob was unbelievable at the end, making some big saves. So everybody did what they needed to do to help us win that game.
You don't think you're going to have one of those moments band together after 20 minutes in game one of the playoffs? Who spoke on it here? Everybody.
I mean, it's just... We're an unorthodox team if you think about it all year long. So, you know, we're quietly confident about it. We're not getting ahead of ourselves. It's one win. We've been in this position before. We need to learn from obviously past and just know that it's a great start, but it's a long series and they're going to be better and we have to be better. We've got to be proud of the way we played, though. Yeah.
Nick, the save that Bob had to open the second period, it seemed like the game could have flipped very strongly there. How much did you guys feed off the play like that?
Oh, that gets us going. I mean, he doesn't make that save, and his game's out of reach. So, you know, to keep it 3-0 and then find a way to get to 3-1 and then just pick away. And, you know, the more you hang around, we've been in those games, you know, with teams where you let them hang around and they find a way, and tonight we did. And we got to make sure we come out with a better start next game and try to make it a little easier on ourselves and know that they're going to come out a lot better as well.
You think nerves played any kind of role those first 10 minutes?
I mean, I think they were amped up and we just didn't have the right mindset to handle their momentum swings, you know, and when they get rolling, you can just feel it, you know, as they get confident with the puck and then boom, they make you pay. And, you know, a couple times we shot ourselves in the foot, and, you know, and we got to be better in there. We can't give them freebies. We've said that all along. And tonight we were able to rectify it, but we don't want to play that.
You shut down your big guns, though. That was a key.
That's huge. I mean, we need to find a way to do that. Obviously, it's going to bode well for us in the series, and so we got to make sure we continue that. It's not going to be easy. I mean, they're gonna find their way, and we just have to make it hard on them. We have to continue to do the little things against those lines and really simplify it. And like I said, we're going to enjoy this one, but we know we got a lot of work left to do.
What do you think you guys have done in terms of flipping the rink? I mean, it was tilted in one way first, and then it seemed like you guys gradually were able to control possession.
I think we were smarter with our puck play, and then it allowed us to get a forecheck going. We are a forechecking team, so once we get below the hash marks and cycle and wear teams down, it just allows our game to get going, both defensively and offensively. Now you're more energy to play in your end if you have to, and you can get out quick and go right back at them. And you know, you could just see our game starting to come from that, and our legs got going. Our decisions with the puck were so much better, and you know, just puts us in better positions to be offensive, and that's what allowed us to score some pretty big goals tonight.
What does winning like this do for you, Nick?
Sorry.
In terms of winning a game is great,
just
but winning when you're down 3-0.
I mean, I'm in the playoffs. You can't get caught up in the storylines because it just find a way and get it done. So great to see us come back because it gives us one game closer to 4. But we have a lot of work to do, and we know that. And we're going to, you know, reset here tomorrow and find out what we can do better and then put that into the game on Friday. So really happy with getting this win and proud of our group for finding that way. But we're not going to get caught up in what it means for us. We just got to come back and do it again and get better. And that's what you need to do. Every team that goes on and continues to play is the one that gets better every single game, and we got to find a way to do that.
On that, it was actually John Cooper who said this morning that so much is determined in terms of setting a tone in game one. What do you feel you pulled out of this or can pull out of this for the rest of this series?
Well, just that we're in it. I mean, that we have the ability and belief in here that we can be a good team. We just have to continue that mindset and know that if we can play our style and you know, what we deem is going to allow us to have success in this series, then, you know, we're going to give ourselves the best chance. So I think that's the mindset in this room. I think that's why we were disappointed in our first period. I don't think we gave ourselves a chance to really get going. And then we got to pick away at it in the second and third. And really proud of the group.
Nicely done.
Thanks.
Thanks,
guys.